Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
All right, here we go with some live music this afternoon. A band that we love, that we're really excited, is playing at the Sandpiper tomorrow for Waxball. They're called Professor Columbo, Orange County Zone, and they're doing a special acoustic stripped-down set for us, complete with saxophone in studio now. We're going to kick off with their new song, Your New Man. It's Professor Columbo live on KX93.5.
Coming on down the road, I'll turn my head and then I'll go. I can't bear to see you with your new man. It's just something I can't stand. It's just something.
Yeah. Awesome, guys. Professor Columbo live on KX93.5. A roller coaster of energy in that song, Your New Man. They've got a new record out. We're going to learn about that in a show tomorrow at Wax Ball at the Sandpiper. We'll come back and chat with them, but let's hear one more live song. This one's called Do It for the Dog from Professor Columbo. Yeah, man. Professor Columbo is so good on KX93.5. That is live in our studio right now, if you can't tell. They're acoustic guitar, snare drum, electric bass, saxophone, and a harmonica in the last two songs we heard from this band. Again, they're playing tomorrow at the Wax Ball, which is now at the Sandpiper. Corey Brindley's been putting that on for years now with a band called Snake Arm. And very cool, guys. Thanks for taking the time to ready that acoustic performance for us. It was awesome.
Hey, thanks for having us, man. Yeah, that's how we started playing acoustic.
Really? Because because we're going to play a track from the new record in a minute, which is very electrically driven.
Yeah.
So that's kind of more rootsy for you to do that?
Yeah. I mean, Eli and I just played outside of Starbucks forever, you know?
Yeah.
That was kind of how we met. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Which Starbucks?
That's in Huntington Beach. Yeah, Vols Chica and Warner.
So you busked. Were you you separately busking and you met each other or?
Somewhat.
We have a bunch of friends who work there. So free coffee and you know, the classic coffee and cigarettes combination. That's all it was. That's all it was that brought us there. And then, you know, everybody would go after work and get a cup of Joe. We'd meet up and, you know, we'd start there. You know, everybody would bring their guitars there and harmonicas, violin, you know, bass, you know, snare drums, spoons, whatever you could get.
Yeah.
Meet up there and mess around for a little and then take it somewhere else.
So how did it evolve into what it is now, into your five-piece band?
Well, we all kind of knew each other we all played in separate bands and all that. And actually how we started getting going was Corey from Waxball.
Yeah.
He hit us up about in December, about 6-7 months ago. And he goes, hey, I got a gig. Do you want to play? So I put a band together, ended up being these guys.
Cool.
So. Yeah.
So it was almost like a supply and demand thing. Like
it was.
People wanted to hear from you.
Yeah. Finally got a paying gig and everyone jumps on board.
Yeah, because you're like, I've got $10 each.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, come be in a band.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm so glad you did. I think you guys have such a solid, cool sound that you don't hear around Orange County very much. I mean, it's almost like Austin or Nashville transplanted in Orange County. So is that rootsy thing intentional or is it just kind of what flows within you?
No, not at all. Not intentional. It's just the stuff we listen to, you know. Yeah. Creedence Clearwater Revival and Pokey Lafarge is the newer guy. He's out now.
The Grateful Dead, man.
Grateful
yeah,
Dead.
Well, yeah. I got a little bit of that for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You all could be in the Grateful Dead too, baby. What? Tell me about your hat today. Just to give me a quick rundown on that.
It's just beat up and old. So
it's got a feather in it, though. I mean,
yeah,
it's very, very infrequent you see a man with a feather cap.
It was a gift from my friend's father. He picked it up on a hike, I think, in Yellowstone or something like that. But it's an American bald eagle feather.
Is it really?
Yeah. How can you not?
You're right. You can't not.
That's the Yankee Doodle special.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, again, tomorrow these guys, Professor Colombo, are playing Wax Ball, which is a great local series that Corey Brindley's been putting on forever. It's now moved to Sandpiper, which is kind of coming up as another great local music venue. I know you guys have gigged at the Wayfair and stuff a lot, but we're trying to do the same thing here in Laguna, make sure young up-and-coming bands are represented. So you're with Snake Arm tomorrow. It's a $5 cover, 21 and over, starting at 9 p.m. So tell us about the new record, which we're going to close with the first track of. This was also something you put together, I guess, out of kind of demand. Like, you're like, all right, we better release a full length now.
It's something I've been wanting to do. I'm sure we all wanted to do for a long time, and it just all came together. We worked with a good friend named Corey Kaiser at Mansion Family Studios. And the guy, he released his own album with the Merrylanders, his old band, and that was about, I don't know, 7 years ago. And I heard that, and I go, that's how I want my record to sound. You know, all the way back then, I was like, that's how I want my music to sound. And then, you know, just I kept bugging him about it. Hey, let's record an album. Let's record an album.
Yeah.
And it just came together. And cool. So, yeah, he helps out a lot.
How recent is that release?
We just released that in April.
You did?
It's our first album. Yeah, right, 9 tracks. It's available everywhere. So
tell me about the cover, which is like a multi-armed woman on a motorcycle with a banjo, a bowling pin.
Yeah, we have to thank our friend Larissa Jacks who took that photo and did all of that for us.
But, okay,
it's kind of like it's just like for the idea of the album cover, it's a broken old banjo of mine. It's just kind of like a little idea, like a little piece of all of us, a little ragtime bunch of hooligans, you know.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of a psychedelic postcard or something like that.
Yeah, it is like a 1960s postcard from Big Sur or something. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, Larissa Jacks, she really worked wonders with that
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Well, I love your guys' story. I love that you came up busking in front of a Starbucks, and then you kind of had to make a band because people wanted to hear you play. And yeah. I mean, that you can't ask for a better way to come up around here is to have people want your music and to answer the call.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
And I mean, how many people go to Starbucks every day, right?
Yeah, well, you guys did. Well, like I said, I'm really fond of your music, and we're excited tomorrow. Wax Ball, Professor Columbo. Anything else you guys want to add before we play the last song?
I'd just like to thank you for having us on. You know, yeah, it means a lot.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. All right, that's Professor Columbo. We'll play one track from the CD now. This one's called
"Hi, Mom."
It won't be long. And real quick, where can people get the record?
You can get it anywhere. We're making new CDs right now. I think it's the last one I just gave you of the batch. But we're going to have new CDs out at our shows. You can get it at iTunes, Spotify, all that.
Cool.
Here it is. It Won't Be Long from Professor Columbo on KX93.5.